can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, June 26, 2024, episode 94. I said with such authority. Hello, 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 my queen.
Hello, my love. Nice to see you.
Good to be back in your throne room.
Your throne room.
You're the queen.
Oh, this is true.
I'm coming to you.
Wait, I can. Everything's a mess here.
I know. It's disaster struck today.
Yes, it did. Let's cheers for 1 second first. Since everything has been a disaster today, I'm just going straight up with the house brand of Argelet.
Me too.
And you're going once again with water because what once started as a fun podcast about wine is now just a fun podcast. There's no wine involved.
I'm saving myself. We have a big dinner on Friday night, and so I'm saving myself for that dinner.
Friday night?
Yeah, we're going to Club Charles.
Oh, that's... Yes. Oh, yes.
We're getting all fancy schmancy. We're going out with the friends.
Yeah, it's been an incredible two weeks. Incredible 2 weeks.
Yes. I'd like to start off by saying...
Uh-oh.
Thank you to Sir Brian for pulling the best of show together.
And TJ, Sir TJ.
Yeah, and Sir TJ. Yes, they did the opening. And I had to have him like bleep out some things because, you know, the show that we started 94 episodes ago or 93 episodes is very different than the show that we have now. But yes. I appreciated all the stories.
Well, let's just get straight to it. It was all me cussing.
I dropped a couple F-bombs, which he bleeped out too, which was early on. Mm-hmm. But this is what I want to say. So I looked at the things that he selected and I had him change out one. And we have so many funny bits. But what's the magic number for No Agenda?
33 is the magic number, yes.
That is the number of times that Brian was mentioned in the Best of Show.
Oh, my word.
33 times. So he selected clips that talked about him.
Oh, well, don't worry, because he's only the only person who boosted about him, and he had other people boosting about him. It's amazing.
33 times. And then he texts me and he says, I have been called the third star of the show, you know. Let that sink in. That's what he said.
Please, he did not.
So here we are. We're talking about him yet again.
I am very appreciative. It was highly, highly appreciated that Brian and TJ put that together.
Yes, but it was just interesting because I was like, there's a lot of Brian in this show.
And then I'm like,
I'm going to run the transcript. I'm like, I counted every single time he was mentioned.
This is the problem with the transcript.
It's got a little bit of an ego problem, I would have to say. But thank you, Brian. Yes, we appreciate
it. Thank you. And Sir TJ was mentioned, what, two times
maybe?
He
was in the opening and that was it.
It was a good show.
No, I know. He put a lot of work into it.
I listened to it on the plane on my way over to Holland and I was laughing.
I was cringing on a few things and it's actually tied to my God shot. So I'll get into that a little bit later, but yes, thank you, Brian. And thank you for mentioning yourself so often.
Yes. You're very good. Good job, son. Good work.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a little frazzled for a number of reasons. I'll just get it out of the way.
Yeah. Let's get in on it.
Yesterday I had my bone graft procedure done, which was,
there was a potential problem. And so,
oh man. So I had to go to Maverick, you know, it's like, there was something that I'd done a check with Mandy, the who cleans it, 2 weeks ago. And then the word was, yeah, we're going to take that bridge off there in the upper left. Just take a look and see what's going on. And so it's all fun and games. I'm the Maverick, Mitch, Mavericks. We're laughing like, hey, he numbs me up, you know. Sorry, 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 not sorry. He literally said that. When he stuck the needle in, I'm sorry, not sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, not sorry.
Because you've always said to him, you're not sorry.
You're not really sorry. You're full of it. You don't really care.
Yeah.
And then he started poking around. He went, uh-oh. And then has this ever happened to you where your dentist or periodontist steps back, takes off his mask and says, I got to be honest.
No, I've always had perfect teeth.
Yes, you have. You have. He steps back and says, you know, I got to be honest. There's some, you know, it looks like there's a lot of bone loss. The implant may have failed. We may have to remove that implant, put a new one in, remove the canine that's next to it, put an implant there, have a temporary ossify bone for 2 months. I'm like, oh, are you kidding me now? He's like, I'm just telling you what it could be, but baby steps. So he took it off. And then right away, I was like, oh, I was wrong. it's okay.
I know.
And then proceeded to work on me very physically.
That's what you said.
For about 45 minutes to an hour. It was just like, because he had I'll spare you all the details, but there was some bone grafting and everything. And of course, that doesn't hurt. Once he's numbed me up, it doesn't. I mean, he numbs me up so good.
You were in pain last night, though.
Well, it was throbbing, but I was still numb this morning.
Oh, you were.
My upper lip was still numb.
You know, I know you were. I know this is rare for you, but I know you were a bit traumatized by that. Him stepping back and saying,
"Oh yeah,"
because you told me the story 3 times last night. No, I don't know if you were aware of it, but you got up again and you're standing. I'm sitting on the couch and you're standing up and you're going, "Let me tell you this story." And I'm like, I didn't say anything. Like, okay, this is the third time you told me. I'm like, this guy's traumatized. You were traumatized. To go through all of that again.
Because I'm so used to. And by the way, I'm probably the only guy that you know that goes to the dentist and has a good time. Cause I'm laughing. We're sitting and Katie, his assistant, she didn't know that we were good friends. So he had to say, "Oh, by the way, we're buddies." Oh yeah. I kind of caught on to that. Cause I'm just cracking jokes and I'm just making fun.
Yeah, I know they love you there.
In my mouth. And then once everyone knows and they're all in and out, "Oh, hey, Adam, what's up with you?" And they're just going about, "Trying to pick your kid up. You know, yeah. Can you get me some rice? Cause I'd like that for my like, what? Hello. And then I said, "Take a picture. Take a picture." He's like, "What? Take a picture."
Brother.
Let's take a picture.
I know. And you're like, "Do you want to see the picture?" I go, "No."
Oh, I should put it as show art.
Oh. Yeah, considering we don't have an artist anymore.
Hey, what happened to Craig? Did he bail on us?
I guess.
You make this one?
I did.
This is a nice piece.
It's okay.
No, it's great.
He's way better than I am. But no, he bailed. He bailed. We need a new artist now.
Oh, wow. I'd hate to be Craig right now. All righty then. Anyway. So. It was okay, and I was happy, and I got a little swollen.
Yeah, but you were swollen last night.
It's not too bad. And then all of a sudden, we had a breakfast with Mark Hall, mm-hmm. our good friend Mark Hall, mm-hmm. which was great because he's alive. That's always great when Mark Hall's alive. He's going through all kinds of medical stuff, and we're glad to see him. And he was in Fredericksburg. And then I come back. I had to do this phone conference.
Well, speaking of breakfast, though, I couldn't believe that you and him were eating a plate full of sugar. You ate a plate full of sugar for breakfast.
It was actually just a mound of sugar.
Yes.
That's not true. There were strawberries and banana on top of the sugar.
And whipped cream.
No, there was no, I didn't have any whipped cream.
And syrup.
So it was, I had French toast. Stop this. You need to stop this right away. This is not cool.
I want you to stay alive.
Well, every single day, bacon and eggs, bacon and eggs, bacon and eggs. One time we go out, I have, oh my gosh, I had French toast.
I've turned into one of those people.
Yeah, a horrible person. Yes, just horrible.
Anyway, see, so okay, back.
And I'm not laughing because it kind of hurts to laugh. So I'm not going to be laughing tonight at all. It's a little, especially the big laugh when I really smile at hers. Then I came home, it's like, I had to do some video conference, which I thought was at 12 and that was 11. And then right as I'm looking at my computer, I'm like, uh-oh. Cause it was a Zoom call. I'm like, this is my hard drive blew up.
Oh.
So the whole studio show computer, everything blown up. So I, of course I have my Rode gear, which was all set, but this did not help my day with 250 emails to catch up on. So I'm just frazzled.
I know.
You got to drag me through it once again, babe. Instead of me carrying the show, can you think you can do it?
Yes. Okay. I'll start.
Okay. So there you go. That's the situation.
Oh.
But I love you. I'm so happy to be home with you.
I know.
It's been wonderful.
Lonely here. I had things to do during the day, but at night I didn't really have much other
being
than one
here
night.
With just nights. Scaffolding.
I know.
And no furniture.
And no furniture and a dog.
And a dog. Yes. Yeah.
Speaking of the dog, I did the minimum. Although I did.
You actually sent me a picture of her like, "Happy Father's Day, Dad. Mom's taking care of me. She's doing the minimum, but that's okay, I guess." A little sad looking snout.
Well, in the morning, though, I took her for her long walk. Mm-hmm. I took all the way around the neighborhood. And that was the morning where she didn't listen to me. She went chasing after a car. And I almost broke my glasses because I had my glasses in my hand. And I almost like twisted my finger, and I was so mad at her. And I'm looking, I'm holding her snout, and I'm like, "You're a bad girl. I'm so mad at you. I'm so mad at you." And her eyes are kind of closed, you know, they're kind of closed because I'm yelling at her. And then she gets in the house and she's like, "Where's my bone? Like, give me my bone."
And the funny thing is, so you texted me like, "Phoebe was a bad girl, but I'll tell you about that later." I'm like, and for a whole day, I was literally concerned. Like, oh, did she nip at somebody?
I would have told you that.
I was I'm like, oh man, I can't. Did she do something really bad? I'm like, oh, okay, she dragged you around a bit.
Yeah. So the first night, because I'm just kind of looking around at the house, like it's so empty, it's just kind of creepy, you know. And
but you've been here alone before, I know, haven't you?
But it was kind of creepy for some, I don't know, I'm just not used to it. And so I put her in her bed because she sleeps in the studio, and she's sitting there, and I go, "Do you want to come and sleep with me?" And she just lays down. I'm like, okay.
She doesn't understand what you're saying.
and then I'll talk about the girls' night the other night. I'll talk a little bit in the show. But when I had a bunch of the girls here, and I put her on her place, and she got off of her place, and I put her back on her place, and she was talking back to me. She had her snout up in the air, and she's,
but she stayed on her place and was barking like that.
And her snout was completely pointed up
like
to the ceiling.
Like a husky.
I am really mad at you. I'm going to stay on my place, but I'm mad at you.
I'm going to make it known that I'm mad. Oh, how cute.
I know.
Our fur baby.
Yes. So of course the first night, there was a scorpion that I had to kill.
Oh no, you texted me every single time there was something. You know, it was just like, oh, what is going on now? Scorpion. And then number two.
There was only two. But so I go to bed and I'm like, okay, I'm going to take the gun from his side of his nightstand. I'm going to put it on my side. And so I get in the bedroom. I lock the door. I get the gun and I'm looking at this gun. And I'm like,
I don't know how this one works.
I go, what is this inscription on the gun that says, no, I don't remember us buying this gun.
No, this is the gun I took.
Marry me forever or shoot me now.
Yeah, you've never seen that?
I've never seen it.
That was the gun that I gave to my ex-wife and I took it back.
Marry me forever or shoot me now.
Yeah, and well, guess what?
Yes, neither. What? Neither happened.
That's why it's just there for shooting.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Such a lovely inscription.
What do you want me to say now?
I was just like, where did this
that's
come
funny.
From?
You've never seen that.
I've never seen it. Oh. And I wasn't even sure how to operate it. So I'm like, yeah, it's a good thing.
Do you want me to get rid of it? Do you need this gun now?
I'm very secure in our relationship.
I would say so.
You married me twice.
So, yes. So did I ever?
Yeah.
Did I ever?
So while you were gone, I was very productive. I painted the screen door. I installed the gutter extensions.
Again, it's like,
I took things to Goodwill. I went to Ace Hardware. I changed the HVAC filters. I vacuumed out the cabinet doors. I did all this stuff, and I'm doing all this stuff. I'm like, I'm an Indiana girl.
You are. You're the best.
Adam would hire everybody for that. And I just do it myself.
And what's so interesting is since I've been back, every morning, evening, and afternoon, you have an agenda item to discuss. Okay, we got to do this. We got to get the trees done. We got to get the bathroom done. We got to get this done. Can we just say, can you get some dates? We got to get on the calendar. We got this.
We need to sync calendars.
I've just given into it. Why don't we just have one calendar?
Are you happy?
Yours?
Are you happy?
I'm the happiest man in the universe.
I'm not going to change.
Correct. Not expecting it either.
Yes. So, but yeah, it was funny. It was funny because I thought to myself, and I had so much energy, and this is what Indiana girls do. We just get stuff done. We get it done.
How come you have no?
I was out there pulling weeds today.
How come you have no energy, and when I'm home, then nothing gets done.
Everything's done. Oh, I have nothing left to do.
That's amazing.
I'm all caught up. Yeah. I'm caught up with everything.
Yeah.
Now we're just waiting for Elise to arrive on Saturday, and then that I'll be busy with that.
Here we go.
This
is going to be fun.
Here comes the indoctrination.
We have a new baby in the house. A new child.
Oh, she's not a child.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, she'll be good. She'll be good.
I'm very excited. Well, I had a good trip. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, how was your trip? Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It was quick, and you were. It took you a few days to recover.
Yeah, because
you are going to be the big 6-0 pretty soon.
Okay. Keep shaming. Yeah. Keep it up.
I'm not
keep
shaming him. It's fact. It's fact.
No, it even said in the news, I read your newsletter, Adam realized he's not that young anymore.
You even said that.
Yeah, but
that.
I didn't put it in the newsletter. Well, I don't broadcast
it. Babe, it's marketing.
So yes. I realize I'm not that young anymore. I left Friday, arrived Saturday late morning, and pretty much went straight through to an interview, another interview, then the No Agenda meetup, and wasn't really in my bed until when I must have called you like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
My time.
It was late.
And then the next day got up, it was Father's Day, did the show, and Christina had to work, so she couldn't come to see me. Mm-hmm. And then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I was with her in Rotterdam, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
I did go back and forth because, you know, she has a very small apartment.
Yes. I don't think you want to stay there anyway.
I think I'm going to sleep in my own little room at the hotel. Thanks. It was fantastic. And I appreciate you letting me go.
Oh.
Unshackling me, letting me, you know, drop all duties.
Me to deal with the scorpions.
You deal with the scorpions. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. And the dog.
And the dog. Yes. See what I do?
I know.
Isn't it amazing?
Look at what I do.
What? What? And then it was Thursday's show, and then I came home Friday, and you know, I had time to have lunch with my sister at the airport. And then came home. It's just like, wow, I'm kind of tired. Because it was a long trip.
I know. It took you a few days to recuperate.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did have
it was a quick trip for
a
week.
What I liked a lot is I read a lot of my Bible.
Yes.
I even took it downstairs to breakfast in the morning and just had it there and just reading. You could see people like, what's that?
The Founder's Bible reading.
Yeah, which is a big book. It's a big Bible.
Yes.
And I also read Tramp for the Lord by Cody Ten Boom, which Susie Bernard gave me. She actually came over. She said, I have something for you. I read this book.
Because the Lord put it on her heart to give it to you.
And she drove over from her. Yeah. It's not next door.
No.
She drove over to bring it. And I read it on the plane. And it actually was. It was quite inspirational. Yeah. It was great.
That was so thoughtful.
And there was a newspaper. I still have to translate that for you. A newspaper who interviewed me. And this guy, he's Jesus freak. He's like, oh, this is so great. And a lot of it was about my faith and our faith journey. And I said, I was just reading this book about this woman who was from Harlem. And he said, Cori Ten Boom. I said, oh, you know? He said, oh, yes, it's a great book.
Oh.
So somehow it all made sense. It all connected. And a lot of people, a lot, capital L, came up to me and were like, oh, thank you for speaking up about the Lord and your faith.
Aww,
a lot of people.
That's nice, honey.
I'm getting emails every day now from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cool.
That's nice.
Discipling to all the nations.
Yeah, it's completely new Adam that was presented to the Netherlands too.
And again, no negativity really.
Yeah.
This one comment like, oh, don't you know that the Bible is, it was translated wrong? This is my favorite. Man, Constantine burned all these books and, okay. All right. Gotcha. Got it, buddy.
I'm glad that you had a chance to spend some one-on-one time with Christina. You got to see where she works.
That was so awesome. Mm-hmm. She works at One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yes.
They're great. I met her client, but it was just so nice. You know, it's like when you go to your kid's job and all of her colleagues, many of whom are older than her. We're just so proud and so happy to have her there. I'm like, oh, we love Christina. She's doing so great. We have, they're happy because it's hard to get people who want to do this work.
Sure.
Who want to do social work with people with light mental issues and some addiction issues.
Yeah.
In quotes.
Yeah.
More than some addiction issues. But I was very proud.
Aww.
And she's going to be 34 in August.
I know.
Can you believe it? 34.
I know.
This is when I go, oh, my back.
Yes. I'm old.
Anyway.
Oh,
so that was my trip in a nutshell.
I kept busy, but like I said, at night, that's when I was.
Were you watching? Because you couldn't watch The Chosen. Couldn't watch Cheers.
No, I watched Palm Royale. I got sucked into that Apple show, which it started off really good, and then it just started getting really ridiculous. I can't watch anymore.
Did you have to sign into the Apple account again?
Mm-hmm. It was fine. Mm. But I went hiking. So Friday, you left Friday. I was in Austin with Annette all day, and I didn't do anything Friday night. Saturday, I went hiking with Shayna.
Right.
And you know where this is good because I need to start conditioning because
the big trip.
We're going to the Smoky Mountains.
The Blonde Squad plus Trisha.
Yes.
It's on again. And when is this? October?
October 10th through the 15th. Mm-hmm. So we hiked Enchanted Rock and it was
That's no joke, Enchanted Rock.
You know, it's only a 5 mile hike. It wasn't, but I'm just not conditioned. I mean, I'm not heat conditioned at all. Shayna glistening. She's like, and I'm like, I gotta stop. I had to stop. Well, she's also times.
30 years younger than you.
This is true.
small little detail we gotta add in there.
This is true. She is 30 years younger than me. But no, I did it. I mean, I finished it, but boy, I was hot. It was hot outside.
Smoking hot.
Yeah. Well, not that way. No. I was like, I was smoking because I was
smoke coming out of your ears.
And then Sunday I got up and went to church. I went to church by myself, sat by myself.
How was that?
It was lonely. I missed your gargoyle arms.
Yeah. Wave it in the air. Like I saw you went to the second service.
I went
to
11. Yeah. 11.
Because I was able to watch a little bit of the 9 o'clock service.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. But I missed you. I missed you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then on Wednesday, it was the epic girls gambling night. And there was 8 of us and one little girl. April brought her daughter, Autumn. And so we had the best time. So everybody brought something. I made chicken shish kebabs, which I thought were terrible. I hate chicken.
Why did you choose chicken shish kebabs?
I don't know.
You don't even like it. You thought it'd be easy?
Yes.
Like, just throw it on. Yeah.
Everybody ate them though. But it was so much fun. So we had food and man, I think we went through 4 bottles of wine and a bottle of champagne and I did not have one glass of alcohol.
Oh, good for you.
Yes.
Who drank it all? Andrea?
No. Everybody was enjoying it.
Just kidding, Andrea.
So we played left, right, center. So I told everybody, bring your 10 singles. Right. Bring your 10 singles. So there was $90 on the table. And so we're going through. And of course, I lose my money. And people who don't know what left, right, center is you have 3 dice. And you either roll an L, an R, a C, or a star. So if you roll an L, you got to give a dollar to the person on the left if you roll an R to the right.
You have 3 dice or do you just 3?
Yeah, but you can roll it. There's a star on the dice, the dice too. Uh-huh. Or if it's a C, a dollar goes in the center.
Oh,
or if it's a star, or in this case, it was like a round circle.
It's an Indiana game.
No, everybody. It's not.
Yes, it is.
It is not an Indiana game.
Did you play it in Indiana?
That's where I learned about it, but we played it at Andrea's, remember?
Yeah. It was your idea, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
But Indiana brought the game.
Everybody knows about left, right, center, babe.
I learned it from you in Indiana.
Anyway, so I lost. I mean, I was out of money like fairly quickly. And Carmen across from me is like, Tina, it's not over till it's over.
It's true.
And so, you know, then, you know, somebody rolls the, and I get a dollar and then I give it back. I kept giving my dollars to Jeannie who was sitting next to me. We're rolling. We're getting down. I have $1. They roll. I end up winning. I won. So I won 91 single dollar bills. And so they're throwing the money. Throwing it.
Doing like this, like making it rain and everything.
Of course, you know me. I'm so competitive.
Yeah, you picked it all up right away. Picked up the money.
I counted it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Went to bed at night. Let me just see. Is it still 90? I want to make sure it's the right amount of money. Yeah.
And that was so much fun. So I said to Karen and I had dinner plans on Thursday. Yeah,
did you all have your little crowns on?
Yeah, I had my crowns on. Yeah, it was in the newsletter. Wearing crowns and fanning bills.
That's so cute.
It was.
Did everybody wear a crown?
Almost everybody. There were some people who didn't have their crowns, but
you
those
should have backup crowns.
And then we had a birthday cake for all the summer birthdays. So it was we had so much fun.
You should have added a slumber party to it.
Oh, I know.
It would have been perfect.
That's when Phoebe was yelling at me like,
what is all this noise?
But it was a blast. It was a blast. And you know, Andre's always bringing me hostess gifts. I'm like, would you stop buying me presents? I don't stop buying. And then Debbie immediately got up and started doing all the dishes, which was so lovely.
Are they during the week?
I know. But it was so much fun. No, it was really a lot of fun. I really, really enjoyed it. And it was long overdue for me to host it. So I'm glad that I had opportunity to do that.
Have you guys done this before?
At other people's homes. Yes, we have done it. Not playing a game, though.
Not with the gambling part. Oh, okay.
And then, so I had the 90 $1 bills. And so Karen and I went out to dinner and I gave the waitress those 90 single dollars.
As a tip or just the, as no, far, no, as part no, of the as payment? No, no, no.
As part of the pay, to pay the payment. I said, here, please take that. And I said, I'll put the rest on my card. It was fun. It was fun. So I took, with my winnings, I took her out to dinner. So that was fun.
Oh, nice.
It was a blast. It was really a blast.
So that lessened the pain of me not being around.
Yeah, I was still lonely.
Did you miss me?
Did
you?
I did. Yeah. Very much.
What did you miss about me most?
Sleeping, for sure. Like, I like snuggling up to you.
Oh, okay. I thought just when he's asleep, he's fine.
No. As long as he's not snoring. No, you don't really snore. No, I mean, because usually you're working in your studio, but I mean, just your presence in the house. Mm. Like, I missed you.
Yeah.
Like, and if a Stevie Wonder song came on, then forget it. I was a mess. So you got to stick around for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will. Yeah. I promise.
Yeah. You were busy, so you didn't have a chance to miss me, which is completely fine.
I did miss you. And the worst is when you're sitting, you know, I had several days I was in the hotel room the whole day.
Yes, I know.
And they're like, boy,
where's
nice.
Tina? I wish
where's
she could Tina? Go get me something to eat.
After the show. Oh, yeah. Man, I really miss my after show wine. Oh, well. Oh, well. I'll just have to wait until next show. No, yeah. I missed you.
Yeah.
But I was tired.
I
didn't
know.
Sleep more than 5 or 6 hours every single night.
Then that's why you were so beat when you got home.
I was completely beat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, here yeah. I am. I'm back on top, baby.
I'm like, I've traveled so much that I...
Yeah, you're like, boy, I sure leave him in a ditch when I'm gone, don't I?
Yeah, I mean, I got a taste of it. And I was like, oh, I don't really like this.
We like being together. Let's face it.
I know. Yeah. We do. Even though you're working in the studio and I'm out, you know, on the couch playing my game.
But the door's open.
The door's open.
And, yeah. I can see you. You can see me. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like, hey.
It's your presence. Yeah. Yeah. But more than anything, I missed like sleeping next to you.
Do you like our conversation at all?
Yeah.
At the dinner table?
Yeah, of course. Okay, I like all of it.
You've been so good lately sitting at the dinner table after dinner and
it's
sitting with me.
Man.
And just
it's killing me.
And just chatting a little bit. I love it. I love it.
I look at the plates and I'm like, I gotta stack them. We gotta stack those plates.
At least stack them so it doesn't look like it's just all messy all over the place. Stack them up.
Yeah. I can't see.
Love you so much.
Oh, babe.
I miss you.
I know. I missed you too. I missed you too. Yeah. But you know what? This is unusual for us. We actually talked on the phone several times. We usually don't do that. We just usually text.
You usually text and it's very short. Like, I was able to. Good morning.
That's not true.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. And so, So after that Saturday, you know, when I got there Saturday, the whole long day, the meetup, everything, I'm like, I'm just going to call her. And then you went, hello? Hello? Like, yeah. And then I called you. And I called you.
You did.
Yeah.
And you said, I want to hear my wife's voice. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. Don't worry. Don't feel any pressure next time you're out that you have to hear your husband's voice. No pressure. Don't worry about it. You can just text me as usual. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Blah. It's all right.
Oh, I said, your dog was a bad girl.
Yeah, I got that one.
And Scorpion number one, Scorpion two.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's funny. I'm glad you're home. And I'm supposed to travel to Chicago in a few weeks.
Are you not going to do that?
It all depends on Elise and her surgery. So I have no idea.
Well, I can take care of her.
No, she won't. She's your mom.
Yeah.
But so Monday night, we're getting involved in our community. We went to a school board meeting.
This was very interesting.
But let me set it up. So we walk into this meeting.
Maybe go back and set it up as to why we were even
Well,
there.
There's a lot of pornographic books in the school and they were approving the budget. And as taxpayers, we wanted to go and show our support of how we do not want our tax dollars buying inappropriate material that's in the middle and high school. Mm. So that's why we went. And so we walk in and our friend Andrea is there and there's this other woman and our friend April and Adam comes in and I see him bend down and kiss this other woman.
I'm like, kiss her or hug her.
And I'm like, who is she? And how does she know my husband? So I'm like, when we got done with the meeting, we could talk about the meeting. I'm like, who do you know her? You're like, no, I thought she was somebody else.
I was like, hey, you know, it's one of those, hey.
I'm like, how did he meet her? Because I know she's the president of the Tea Party. So I thought maybe she knows him from Matt Long.
I know her now.
Yeah. She knows you now.
It was
anyway, that was
one of those moments.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. I mean, I realized that what's really going on here is everyone is in some kind of state of fear and no one can move forward or backward. Mm-hmm. And no one's communicating.
Right.
And I really got to think about it. I got to think about what to do. And it was nice to see Pastor Mike was there from the Crisis King Church. Young guy. And he spoke. And it's really quite simple. It's like, this is, you know, his whole point was, you know, yeah, I could put this in the church, in a room under lock and key that no one could go in, but it doesn't make it right. It's just
still
dumb.
Still in my church, yeah.
It's dumb. Mm-hmm. It's the whole thing is dumb. Because mm-hmm. the kids can't actually get to it without parental consent.
But apparently that's not true. It's not
under the whole point is, this is not the issue. People can't communicate. They're stuck. They're everyone's mad about something, and then, you know, people don't even look at each other. Everyone's afraid of repercussions or getting canceled in their community.
It's just theater. The whole thing is theater.
It's theater, but these are not bad people. They're fearful people.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do.
They don't. So several people got up and made the comment, like, I don't want my tax dollars paying for this.
No, they just, and there's just no.
And they didn't even discuss it.
No.
They didn't even bring it up. They were all
they
fearful.
Can't.
Mm-hmm.
They are fearful of lawsuits and all kinds of nonsense, which there's just what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is. I got to think about it. Jack Nicholson. Oh, I know.
Yeah,
bad.
That was really bad.
I'm going to talk to Pastor Jimmy about it. I have a lot of thoughts about that. Clearly, getting up and speaking at the school board meeting is not going to do anything. That's not going to change.
It depends on what's said. I think that if something is said really impactfully in an impactful way, I think that it could garner attention. I appreciate everything that was said, but I don't think anything like really like caught anybody's.
They've heard it all before.
Yes, it's nothing new.
Nothing's going to change this way.
As a communications person, I would approach it completely different.
Oh.
Differently. Yeah. Right. And it would be super impactful. Mm. So, I don't know. That's just... So, I need to know a little bit more.
I think there's other issues.
Yeah.
I think that it's not just about what's being said there. It's what people can do, who's in charge. You know, there's a lot of things going on. And this is happening all over America.
Yeah. No,
it's happening in towns and cities all over the place. And people just are not communicating. Yeah. And they're just like, it's those people. I don't want to listen to them. Oh, those people, they don't want to listen to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, my brain is on fire about
just
it. Because
stop kissing and hugging.
Okay. Hey,
like strangers.
Next time I'm going to go hug and kiss some of these school board members. Let's see. That might change something. Hey, how you doing? Mwah! Hello, Superintendent Rodriguez. Mwah! Might change something. You never know. I'll work on it.
Yeah. No, but we're slowly getting involved. We're walking the talk.
Yeah. In our just got to see what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, you know, I wanted to give you a B-.
Oh, boy.
On your valiant effort in saying you were going to do your own laundry.
No, how about a D? I did zero of my own laundry.
You at least said you were. So Adam comes home from his trip, and I just did all the laundry. There's not one thing in the laundry basket, and he dumps everything in there. So it's completely full. He goes, don't worry, babe. I'll take care of that.
And then when I went to go do it, it was empty. I'm like, it seems to have taken care of itself.
What? When you went to go do it.
I looked at it. I did.
I did. Adam Curry, repent.
I repent. I didn't do it. But I went to go look at it to do it. And I'm like, no, well, it's gone. Beat me to it. Shucks. Come on, man.
Oh, when I went to go do it. Okay. Yeah.
Whatever. Thanks for doing my laundry.
Thanks. You're welcome. I can't stand seeing the laundry basket overflowing like that. It drives me crazy.
It was pretty full.
Yes, yeah. You packed it in.
Yeah, well, it was a week's worth of my stuff.
Yeah, all sweatshirts and stuff. So.
That was stinky too.
Anyway,
they were very stinky.
Anyway.
Stinky. Okay. Anything else?
No. To go into my God shop?
Oh yeah, I'd love.
Okay.
I'm ready for it.
Okay.
Tina's God shop.
If I can just say before more and more in the morning when we're doing our Bible study, which is independent study time. Yes.
I'm over here. Like, don't look at me. I don't look at you.
That's not true.
I know.
The whole, what I was going to say
I
is,
do like when you get up first, though, because you make the coffee.
Okay.
But you don't ever get up first. I'm always awake before you are.
No, this happened a couple of times recently.
But not.
Okay, anything else? I was going to say something nice.
Okay.
No, just move on with your God shot. Go ahead. I was going to say that I like that more often we'll discuss something about what we're reading or what's on our mind. You know, these are things that previously we might not have discussed, or it might have been something that would be irritating me. You'd have something on your mind, and then, you know, it's so much more enjoyable the mornings where you're like, oh, I had this on my mind. This is on my heart. Here's what God's telling me. Oh, here's what I read. We're sharing things. We're talking, oh, have you seen this? Here's what I was just reading. This was my devotional today. I really like that.
Yeah.
I think we truly have a Christ-centered marriage.
We definitely do.
And Christ said, yes, don't worry about the laundry, Adam.
I finished this is not related to the God chat, but I finished that 31-day devotional about, I forget what the name of the book is.
The Blood of Jesus?
Something like that. And then so I started in.
Where'd you get that from?
Dawn gifted everybody those books. Yeah. And then that's not the name, though. I don't remember the exact name. Something of Blood of Christ. Then I was looking at my bookshelf because we've received so many wonderful books from everybody. And I selected a book, What God Wants, or what. I forget what the name
is.
You
really need to do your show prep on this.
I didn't know I was going to talk about it. I didn't know I was going to talk about it. I
think it's What God Really Wants, or
Something
What God
like that.
Wants.
Yes. Yeah. And somebody sent that book
Small
to
book,
us.
Small book, thin book.
Yes. Yeah. And so I started reading that. And I'm like, that's what I was sharing with you this morning. Like, this is really interesting about the rebellion, the three rebellions, and, you know, when God in Genesis. And so
Adam and Eve,
the flood, and the Tower of Babel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, yes, I love sharing that with you. I love that. And we share things back and forth too. Yeah. You told me to read something in your Oswald book.
Yes, my Oswald suffering. Chamber. Did you read it?
I did, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like Give Him 15 too. I like that one as well.
Always good.
It's always good. Anyway, getting to my God shot.
And then we always get Pastor Jimmy's devotional
every day.
Mm-hmm. Every day. Mm-hmm. Rain or shine, no matter where he is, every day.
Yeah, every day.
I love that.
Yeah. So as Brian was putting together the best of show, and I was listening to it, and many of the shows were before we were saved, before we were baptized.
And boy, did we need saving.
I'm listening to it, and I was actually cringing when I heard myself cuss, because I rarely cuss. If I cuss, it's out. It's like spontaneous because I'm frustrated with something, but I rarely, rarely cuss. And so initially I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what is Pastor Jimmy and Annette going to think when they hear this?
Oh, really?
And then I'm thinking, what about all the people at church when they hear this? So I'm thinking about this. You know,
like, gotta get it out, gotta have it cut out.
And then, so I'm in my Bible study, okay, that my Bible study I do every morning, my devotional. So Proverbs 9, verse 10 comes up. Mm-hmm. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is insight. And I'm like, So what I realized, and I shared this with Annette too, I said, it doesn't matter what Annette, Pastor Jimmy, or anybody in church, all that matters is what God.
Audience of one.
Yes.
That's right.
And so there was a couple things that happened that, you know, I was able to see how much we have transformed. Mm. Like until you're put in a situation like this, or like when you go and see your family and you see it and you feel it and experience it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh, so my wisdom comes from knowing God. My wisdom comes from being in his word every day. And it's brought humility to me. And it just, it was shocking to me how I was sitting there when I was, and I couldn't sleep. I was having a hard time sleeping because I listened to half the show and then because I was going to give Brian my comments. And then I listened to the other half in the morning and I'm like, that was weighing heavy on me. Like, oh my gosh, what is everybody going to think when they hear this? This is ridiculous. Yeah. And he had a very, he had a clip in there that I had him take out. I didn't like it at all. I mean, it was funny at the time, but it was us. It's who we were.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I sat down and God presented, like, the Holy Spirit was like,
nope,
none of those people matter. Of course, I mean, they matter in their own in their own way to me, but really, the only person that matters is God. So that was, you know, that to me was my obedience, my loyalty, my love for Him. But also, I loved seeing how much we've transformed. It's pretty crazy.
Taxi Eric was, he's like, he started to catch on. He's like, hey, you're really into this Jesus stuff, aren't you? I said, oh, yeah. And I took him out to lunch. We prayed at lunch. Also, when I took Christina out to dinner and also with her boyfriend, Kevin, and Kevin's mom, praying, and she's the loudest. Amen.
Yeah.
Christina? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
You know what? And that's the thing.
She prays all the time now. She tells me.
So we are proving that we are sons and daughters of Christ by the way we live and by our actions, because we're living by His word. And I love that. I love that I was able to see it so clearly, and how really it was really the enemy who was like, they're not going to like you.
What all of this tells me,
you're fake, you know,
what all this tells me is we need to work on Brian.
Why? He's going to church. He found a church.
Yeah, but he's putting all this stuff into the best stuff. So we need to talk. We need to do a little ministering to Brian.
He needs the magic bath.
Stand back, brother. Magic bath on the way.
Yeah. He found a church, actually, and he's getting
Austin, Cedar Park,
somewhere.
Isn't he
not like on the line? See, we're talking about him again. So he's going to clip this and he's going to listen to it to put himself to sleep at night.
Isn't Taryn Wells' church?
I told him about that. Yeah. It's up in Cedar Park. I told him about
that's
Taryn.
Where he needs,
I would
that,
go to. Taryn
oh,
Wells.
I would go there too for if sure. I lived up there.
But he
sure.
likes this church, and he's getting to know a lot of the worship team members.
Oh, good.
You know, he's a musician too. So,
stop talking about
okay.
it.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, he needs the magic bath. He needs to be cleansed.
He needs to be ready for it. When he's ready, when he's no pressure, when he's ready.
So,
when he's ready.
Isn't that cool though? That was a huge. So yeah, I told Annette about it, and then it's like, look at you. Look at you. You're all grown up. Oh, she didn't say that, but I'm like, that's how I felt. Like, yeah.
Well, we have been sitting there watching The Chosen. You know,
my gosh.
Season 4 is on. And we're like, oh, I know what that's from.
Know the Bible.
Yes. And just all the, and like, I'm like, wait a minute, is that dude in the Bible?
And you start looking it up.
No, I don't think so. It's just, it's
like, we know a lot of the storylines, and even when we know it, we really don't know it.
No, it's so cool.
It's pretty cool.
Like even Lazarus really became much clearer to me.
Yeah.
You know, the whole point of why him and why at that time, because it wasn't who, it was when. I mean,
Jesus wanted everybody to see it. Yeah, I wanted everybody to see it because the disciples just weren't getting it. They weren't getting it.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes. And I told you, when he rides out on that donkey,
you're going to lose
it. Me and everybody else is going to be a mess. We're all going to be a mess. Anyway, so that was my God shot. Pretty good, huh?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I hope they continue this series all and just keep going.
Well, there's
don't
a lot.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't stop. They go all the way through Revelation.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Shall we thank some Cork Soakers?
Yes,
okay. We do have a couple that we need to thank.
Now it's time to hear from the Cork Soakers.
Actually, quite a few since it's been 2 weeks already.
We got to hear from those Cork Soakers now.
What you say?
Yeah. Wait, what did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cork Soakers.
We are still a value for value podcast. No creepy corporate messages. No commercials, anything like that. We just want to give our value to you, and you can give it back in so many different ways. Go to curryandthekeeper.com. You could create a best of for us. Mention yourself 33 times.
Yes.
It's extra value. Thanks, Brian. You can just send us a note. You can do that many different ways. Send us an email, or if you want, send us some value through one of the modern podcast apps. If you want to get into that, I recommend you use Fountain. because you can actually listen to other podcasts and you can earn little bits of Bitcoin called Satoshis, and then please send them to us.
Yes.
We love that.
That'd be great.
We also have a PayPal, and we got a lot of PayPals in the past couple of weeks. So we do have some people to thank. Our executive producer for episode 94 would be Marco Frisson, who came in with $50.
Oh, thank you,
Marco. Marco, I think he has a monthly, as does Mac Tank.
Yes.
Who will be associate executive producer with $49.99.
Thank you.
Meat Meesters from the Netherlands, $31.
Oh.
Katie Trimble with 20. These are no notes on these. Yes. So I'm just going through. Katie Trimble with $25.33. Michael Hall, it's also a recurring donation, which we appreciate those a lot.
Yes, thank just, you.
Can always count on them. $7. KT Chopper, always a recurring donation, $5.33. And then we have, of course, several boostergrams from Brian.
I really believe that he clips all these, and this is what puts him to sleep at night. He listens to us talking about him.
I'm gonna read them in reverse order because that's how they come in. So first, he has okay. This is a mini Striper boost, 7777 from Sir Brian with an I. First off, I was only able to clip the first 32 episodes, but I had so many clips that I wanted to include in episode 93, especially paying homage to the regular contributors in the donation segment, but someone was breathing down my neck to make the show shorter, and due to concerns for protection and anonymity, I won't tell you her name. Keep listening, y'all. Keep sharing. Keep showing the threes. Oh, the three T's.
Time, talent, and treasure.
Of value for value, time, talent, and treasure. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
Listen, dude, he goes, I got it down to 2.5 hours. I go, no.
Then we have another 7777 wow. from Sir Brian to Rita, he says. Also known as second class citizen.
Oh.
Do we know Rita?
I don't second know class Rita. Citizen.
Mm-mm. Thank you for boosting the show. You got Tina to speak Dutch and it was hilarious.
Oh.
Was this on episode 92? I think so.
Yeah.
It's been nice chatting with you and have made a friend for life. And I'd like to say, dank je dat je mijn grootste fan bent. Iedereen vroeg zich af wie het kon zijn, maar nu is de aap uit de mouw. En ja, Adam, ik ben internationaal gegaan in de avond. So
he does. He
someone he, translated yes, that for him.
Yes.
So thank you for being my biggest fan, he says. Everybody wondered how it's possible, but now the monkey comes out of the sleeve. This is my Dutchism. Yes, Adam, I am now international in the evening.
Oh, brother.
All righty then, Brian.
Oh, gosh.
We got a magic number 3333 boost from Randall Black. Boostagram, Brian and TJ delivered. Fantastic best of episode.
Thank
he says,
you.
Keep the lid down. While we're at it. And then, oh, look, 1, 2, 3, 4, another from Sir Brian with an I. Geez. How am I the first one to boost this episode? It doesn't even make sense. KSU Pike 97 also boosted 1,000 sats and says, nice job, boys. So, and I get a number of nice comments about the best. It was a great show. And I really appreciate that you did that because I know how much work goes into it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yes.
So
yes.
Thank you. And remember, we are value for value, curryandthekeeper.com, where you can find out how to support the show. We also love books, anything you want to send to our PO box. Been kind of meager, the P.O. box lately.
Yeah, there's empty.
Yeah, pretty much.
We should probably close
pretty
it.
Much, no, we're not going to close the P.O. box. And also subscribe to the newsletter. Subscribe to the newsletter.
You did get something in the P.O. box from OG Samuel.
Oh,
Michael
yes.
Astagio.
I got the shirts.
The
that's
shirts,
right.
Yes.
That's right. He got me like the so one is the
Isaiah. Is it Isaiah? Where is it?
Where are the shirts?
I hung them up. Yeah. I hung them up in your closet.
Yeah, I think it's Isaiah. And then another one is for like, it's like an American flag shirt. It's really
it's
cool.
It's very cool. So he says, very cool. Greetings, young couple. I was doom scrolling on Instagram and I noticed a shirt for sale. As I looked at it, I said, damn, that would be the perfect shirt for Adam. Then after hearing the show and Adam's newfound love of Christian hoodies, of which you have one on right
I
now,
sure do.
I figured the Holy Spirit was telling me, buy the shirt.
Mm.
So I did, but couldn't stop with just one shirt. Another one leaped out at me, so I bought that one too. I hope you like them. I can't vouch for the quality as it was an online purchase.
It's good.
No, they're nice.
They're really nice shirts, yeah.
Stay blessed, Michael. He's our OG Salmonade. Thank you, Michael.
I forgot to mention, so I wore the hoodie.
The three nails?
No, the one with the whole Armor of God prayer team. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a military kind of looking hoodie. Mm-hmm. The one that you went, oh yeah, that's nice. I got to the airport, San Antonio, on my way over to leave, and I was wearing that. TSA guy goes, cool hoodie, man. I like it a lot.
Aww.
Yeah, I said, hey, you should meet my wife. She hates it.
You just said, I never said that.
It was.
How many hoodies do you have?
I have a lot now.
You have a ton.
Yeah, I love
we
all
need
my.
To find new space for them.
Yes, I love
maybe
all my Jesus
closet.
Hoodies. No,
yeah.
No. Don't do. You know, there's one thing you're not allowed to do. Do not look in that closet.
It's Pandora's box.
It could hurt you.
Yes, it's Pandora's box.
Whatever you do, do not go in that closet.
I can't give up any of my closet space for your hoodies.
I love this one. I love this Jesus one that's written. Is that horizontal? No,
it's vertical.
Vertical.
Yeah.
Because people look at it like, what is that scribble? And I'm like,
It's nice because it's kind of in a cross.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I did wear my Three Nails hoodie, of which we can't get another one. I wish we could.
And that I posted that picture on Instagram. That is a fantastic picture of you. Although you're not showing your teeth. You're just sitting there like you're smiling, but you're not showing your teeth.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I didn't have my consultant there with me. Smile, split all your teeth. You paid for it.
No, it's a great
people
picture.
Love that hoodie.
Yeah.
People from all over the world like, where do I get that thing? That's, you know, based wardrobe choice. I mean, seriously, people love it. Yeah.
So, based wardrobe.
But they seem to be moving away from that. They're now just doing Three Nails written out. I really love that. They still have it,
but they just don't have the hoodie.
And I want that tattoo.
Okay. Ask my daughter. I'm waiting. Oh. I'm waiting. We're low on the totem pole, apparently. Obviously.
Yes.
So anyway, well, thank you to everybody for supporting us. Thank you for, you know, just being cork soakers.
There you go. Know what it's time for? The question of the week. Well, you've had 2 weeks to think about it. Or is it my turn?
I got it.
You're supposed to psych me out like, it's your turn into the question of the week. All right, here we go. The question of the week. Is this one from one of our listeners or is this
No. I came up with this one. And you know what? I'm changing it.
You're changing the question of the week?
So originally the question is, what is the one present I gave you that you did not like?
Well, your story is much funnier than mine. I've liked all of your gifts. There's not a single one I haven't liked.
That was
really just a question for you to tell a funny story about the stupid purse. Yeah, I know. Do you want to just tell the story? You haven't made fun of me enough this episode. Go for it. Tina, I have a question. What is the one gift that I gave you outside of the incorrect wedding ring, engagement ring? Oh, you want to tell that story? In fact, let's turn it around. What is the one gift I gave you that was right?
Let's see.
You're the worst.
I'll tell the story, but I'm going to switch the question.
Tell the story on the next episode. It's a teaser.
I'm switching the question. What is the one present I gave you that you really like?
Oh, man. I mean, you've given me so many.
We were talking about this the other night. We were reminiscing about surprises. You know how because you left me a note. So we still do. We leave notes all the time, not as frequently as we used to.
Well, it's a long trip. I'm like,
there was a note sitting on my pillow. Yeah. So when I went to bed, it was so sweet.
And then Tina calls me, said, I got your note. Did you get mine? I'm like, no. She says, well, it's in between your underwear. Like, oh, gee.
I won't
see you until Wednesday. Why would you put it in between?
I didn't know if you were going
to
go.
When I opened the suitcase, I did look to see if you put a note in there.
Yeah. No, and you know what? I didn't want you. I didn't know if you were going to go back into your suitcase. So that's why I hid it in between clothing. So anyway. So yes. So what is a present that I gave you that you really like? I know. What? I've gotten you some good things. Good things.
I like a lot of my presents. I really like so many of them.
I pick out most of mine. I already sent you a link to my birthday gift.
To me, yes, you did. I was going to say, to me, it means a lot when you went through a lot of effort to get me my AR-15.
Oh yes.
And you went down to the gun store with a bunch, with a bunch of gun dudes.
And
in
I
there.
Walk in there, I'm in a dress. I'm like, hey, I'm here to buy an AR-15. They're like.
I think so, and it's by the way, your choice of a Black Rain is
that was my it had Mike written all over it.
Well, but yeah. That's top of the line. That's a that's like cool.
Yeah,
that's like a cool rifle. But the fact that it's to me, it's more all the effort because you had to go to Kerrville
or I had to go to a gun store in Kerrville. Like I had never been to Kerrville and I'm like, where am I going?
Or had you been to a gun store by yourself?
I don't think I've ever been to a gun store.
I just really appreciated that.
So that's a good answer, babe.
That was way up there. So it's not so much the present itself. I mean, the biggest surprise for me.
Yeah.
Was the flagpoles.
Oh. I was a crazy woman about that. I was like, don't look at the front door. It's going to be delivered today.
I wasn't allowed to look at what the box was. I'm like, is it bigger than a bread box?
No idea, right?
I had no idea. And you had flags and everything. And that was a true surprise, something I really, really wanted. But, one of those things you just never get around to because you got to put a flagpole in.
Your flag is a little frayed. You got to get a new one.
The Texas flag is fraying. Yeah, it's weird. All right, your turn.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know the answer because you do the question. So you've prepared this already.
No, I switched the question. Oh, I switched the last minute.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of the things that I didn't tell you to buy.
You're the worst.
I would have to say, things.
I have two.
Okay. And we talked about this the other night. When we were dating maybe
I know
a month, maybe a month and a half. And
really? Was it that short?
It was
I'm a pushover.
Soon. Yeah. Uh-huh. You were like madly in love with me. And I was like, I got this guy. No, it was the Sonos speakers. I opened my door and there's this box from Amazon and you had sent me Sonos speakers.
Yes.
And because, you had been to my apartment, mm-hmm. obviously, and I didn't mm-hmm. have any speakers. And I thought that was a huge surprise. But I have to say, the sign that you got me for Christmas. My Psalm 139 sign.
Oh, I'm glad you like that.
I was completely surprised by that. Completely. Mm-hmm. And you did that all on your own, I think with the help of Julie. Was it Julie?
Julie definitely helped me locate some Etsy people.
Yeah.
It still took some back and forth with Etsy people. Because, this is really just a PDF. You print it out. No, that's not what I'm looking for. Thank you.
Yeah. And see, and that was really cool. I love that because typically I send you links like, or else you get me something like a wallet that is like,
okay, right. I think we should leave it there and the wallet story for a different time. Don't you think that'll be great some other time?
Yes.
Some other time? Like never? It was pretty ugly.
Yeah, it was an interesting choice. But anyway, I appreciate it.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for doing my laundry. I love you, Tina Marie.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next week, everybody.
In your day, Sean, Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper.